שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם, חלק מאמר.
Hello, we're reading from the writings of בעל הסולם, from Shamati 4, what is the reason for the heaviness? Heaviness one feels when annulling before the Creator in the work.
Yeah, the reason for heaviness, we're going to read it now and talk about it. We're going to learn where the heaviness comes from. Of course, the heaviness comes from the Creator, who each time opens up our will to receive more and more. And then each one feels a barrier before him, a new heaviness. But together with that, and we can feel it more lately. Yesterday, everyone felt it. There's a general heaviness in our general vessel, all over the world, in all of our groups. And that's already a beautiful outcome of our growing connection, meaning the feeling of heaviness has a personal reason for each and every friend according to his advancement, and a group heaviness according to how much the group advances, and our general group of Bnei Baruch. It too advances and goes through ascents and descents. So we need to distinguish if possible, but if not, at least to be aware that the more we advance, the heaviness will depend on the connection between us. Where the more we connect, the more ascents and descents we will experience. Ascents and heights and descents and depth. And we'll have to learn how to do it. We didn't talk about it. We didn't come to it yet, but let's say that in the past few days, it's becoming felt more and more, so we shouldn't be alarmed that we're going through this state of bitterness and such an attitude between us, and we're all like in one ship, and either it climbs up a big wave or it plunges into the depth between the waves, and we'll have to deal with it. Most importantly, we'll have to hold on to one another during the ascent and during the descent. We'll learn about those things, and that builds us as one vessel. And then between our connections in the ascent and descent, we'll begin to discover the Creator, who is the reason for both. For the time being, let's go to the article.
Well,
I just said it, so you know that it's sometimes good to think about our states, how comprehensive they are, how all-inclusive, and how they belong to everyone, to all our friends.
Shamati Dalet, Mao Sibata Kvedut, Shadam Margish.
Shamati 4, what is the reason for the heaviness one feels in the work when annulling before the Creator? We must know that the reason for the heaviness one feels when he wants to work in annulling his self before the Creator and not worry about his own benefit. A person comes to a state as though the entire world stands still, and he alone is now absent from the world and leaves his family and friends for the sake of annulling before the Creator. There is but a simple reason for this, called lack of faith. It means that one does not see before whom he nullifies, meaning he does not feel the existence of the Creator. This causes him heaviness. But when he begins to feel the existence of the Creator, his soul immediately yearns to annul and connect before with the root, to be contained in it like a candle in a torch, without any mind or reason. However, this comes naturally, as a candle is cancelled before a torch. It therefore follows that the essence of one's work is only to come to feel the existence of the Creator, meaning to feel the existence of the Creator, that the whole earth is full of His glory. And this will be one's entire work, that is, all the energy one puts into the work will be only to achieve this and nothing else. One should not be misled into having to acquire anything. Rather, there's only one thing a person needs: faith in the Creator. He should not think of anything, meaning that the only reward that he wants for his work should be to be rewarded with faith in the Creator. We must know that there is no difference between a small illumination or a great illumination that a person obtains, since there are no changes in the light. Rather, all the changes are in the kelim that receive the abundance. As it is written, I, the Lord, did not change. Hence, if one can magnify one's kelim, to that extent he magnifies the illumination. Yet, the question is, with what can one magnify one's kelim? The answer is, to the extent that he praises and thanks the Creator for having brought him closer to Him, so he would feel Him a little and think about the importance of the matter, meaning that he was rewarded with having some connection with the Creator. To the extent of the importance that one pictures for oneself, so the illumination grows in him. One must know that he will never come to know the true measure of the importance of the connection between man and the Creator, because one cannot assess its true value. Instead, as much as one appreciates it, so he attains its merit and importance. There is a segula in this, since by this he can be rewarded with this illumination staying permanently within him.
Buongiorno, Rav. Il nostro massach è composto dall'importanza del Boré.
Is our screen made of importance of the Creator or faith above reason?
And where will you get faith above reason? Only from the importance of the Creator. Everything depends on the importance. Now, my will to receive is important, my body. For me to remain at rest and as little as possible to invest and as much as possible to gain. Gaining doesn't necessarily mean money, be rest, small pleasures, anything the body demands. And I automatically, you might say, instinctively, am constantly worried about it. So the question is, to what extent can I restrict this and begin to think of the importance of the group, the importance of the Creator inside the group. And then accordingly I raise myself towards spiritual values. Okay? Italy.
Good morning, dear Rav and friends. The question is, how can we feel the Creator without abolishing ourselves? Thank you.
We can't annul ourselves. Except relative to something. Now we are annulled toward our ego. Whatever our ego wants, that's what we do. And we're not even aware of how he controls us, because there's nothing, against it that we can see. So we can see that another governance towards which we can annul the first governance. There's nothing. If we could see one form of governance and then another, this is our ego on the left and this is the Creator on the right, then be in the form of choice. And right now there is no choice. Our ego works in us without asking any questions, without identifying itself. Rather, it works and that's it. Now, when I come to the group and I hear what I need to do based on Kabbalist advice, it turns out that I try as much as possible, more and more, to annul myself towards them. Of course, it doesn't happen so easily or at all, but nevertheless, the influence of the friends on me and their influence on me brings me to a state where I somehow move. I begin to feel and understand what's written in the articles, and that's how I advance. Nevertheless, I begin to hear about another form of governance outside of my nature, which is the upper force, and how I can stand against this upper force. What should I do? And that's how we advance. That's it. Meaning, the main thing for us is nevertheless to position one against the other, the good inclination against the bad inclination. And the Creator wants us to do it. As it's written, a person should always place himself between the evil inclination and the good inclination, have them wage war on one another, because only in this way we're able to choose our path and navigate ourselves and allow the Creator to run this struggle in advance. So the whole problem in our groups, in our tents, is to remind one another remind the friends that we, against the states, the egoistic states between us, we have to establish the force of the Creator, meaning to pull him to be between us and to prefer him each time over the forces of separation, the forces of the ego. And if each one is trying to make this choice and to manage this struggle, we can succeed relatively quickly. Up to now, what we've done is We've organized ourselves, arranged ourselves in tens. We got certain articles, certain fulfillment, technical fulfillment inside of us. And so the main thing for us is to come closer and practically, internally, between one another. So we would feel how much we are getting closer in the hearts. There inside we are united, and then according to the intensity.
С первого же абзаца этой статьи Бааль Салам говорит, что причина тяжести.
In the first paragraph in the article, we see that the reason for the heaviness is lack of faith. The question is, how did this heaviness we all felt yesterday different from our personal heaviness that each one carries? Because I understand that also a week ago, I didn't really feel the reality of the Creator, and not yesterday also. But the heaviness is different.
As I said, yesterday we felt that all of us, well, all of us is relative, how much each and every one is incorporated with the general group. But we all felt yesterday that we are in the heaviness of the heart, and this is a general heaviness. That's why on the one hand it's very difficult and seemingly paralyzes us. On the other hand, it's a happy occasion because it connects us. And so accordingly we need to try and speak about how connected we are and how much we can bring about a common ascent, which is a huge thing. Even the egoistic connection between us that we feel when we feel that general fall is also spirituality, but it is felt in a seemingly negative way, one-sided feeling of spirituality. And now we need to come to the other side. When we all connect between us in gratitude, with the great yearning for the one Creator, for everyone, and we want to reveal Him in the connection between us in order to give Him contentment. That's it. This will happen.
Also, in the end of the article, Bааль Салам says that there's no way to appreciate the importance of the Creator.
The true importance of the Creator.
Right, the true importance of the Creator. Besides, if the remedy comes, and he adds that the remedy comes according to the importance.
Yeah, of course, we need a vessel to reveal those things. Even in our world, according to what do I understand things, feel them, how do I bring them closer to me, according to the importance I have to those things. It all depends on the desire, in other words. Importance means desire. According to the desire for it, I'm drawn to it, I'm attracted, I want to come close to it. My desire works and brings those phenomena.
Rav, following what Denis asked, in the first paragraph he writes that the person comes to a state as if the whole world stands still. He seemingly is absent from this world, leaving his family and friends for the sake of annulling before the Creator. Can you explain this?
Can't quite explain it. It's a matter of one's feeling. Just like we feel ourselves in other forms of descent. A descent. When I feel myself disconnected from everyone, I don't care about everyone, I don't even want to be connected to everyone. I see my state as a state where I'm alone, as if enclosed in a cell, and that's the state. And here, he's talking about something very beautiful. But something very beautiful. I'm reading. We must know the reason for the heaviness one feels when one he wants to work in annulling himself before the Creator and not worry about his own benefit, which is the condition for entering a connection with the Creator. We start from that. A person comes to a state as though, if he wants it to be, as though the entire world stands still. And he alone is now seemingly absent from this world and leaves his family and his friends for the sake of annulling before the Creator. Okay. I want to reach that state where I'm disconnected from everything. I just want to annul before the Creator. I want to imagine that state, that kind of a reality. I don't care about the family or the world or nothing. Seemingly, I'm dead physically. And then I want to only annul before the Creator. Not that I'm going to ask for something and get something from Him. Rather, it's simply this, the form of annulment. I have no other intention but to be annulled. Where when I get to this annulment, when I'm zero completely, that to me would be the most desirable state. So if I'm drawn to such a state, if I'm pulled to it, then I feel great heaviness, which is simply a simple reason. And this is a lack of faith. What does it mean, lack of faith? It's a lack in the feeling of the Creator. Meaning, he doesn't see who is he annulling to. It doesn't see, meaning, it doesn't feel, it doesn't fill him with certain forces, qualities, vessels with which he can carry out this action of being drawn to the Creator. Meaning, he doesn't feel the existence of the Creator. And that causes him heaviness. But when he begins to feel the existence of the Creator, his soul immediately yearns to annul and connect with the root, with the Creator, and to be contained in it like a candle and a torch, without any mind or reason. Meaning, if the Creator shines, then the person is annulled completely. And he doesn't think of anything, only how to more and more cleave to the Creator. However, this comes naturally as a candle that is cancelled before a torch. It therefore follows that the essence of one's work is only to come to feel existence of the Creator. Meaning, to feel the existence of the Creator, that the whole world, the whole earth is full of His glory, that there's no other force, only that one. And He's drawn only to that, and He needs to adhere to that, and nothing exists outside of that. And then He's willing to be annulled. However, it comes naturally as a candle is cancelled before a torch. The question is, if it comes from the Creator, if the Creator opens the state to me, what should I do? How can I prepare this state? It therefore follows that the essence of one's work is only to come to feel the existence of the Creator. Meaning, I have to strive to feel the Creator, the force of bestowal. meaning to feel the existence of the Creator, that the whole earth is full of His glory, that only the force of bestowal, force of connection, fills all of reality. And this will be one's entire work, meaning that all the energy one puts into the work, into the search for the Creator who fills all of reality, is to come to this and nothing else. He only chases the revelation of the Creator, meaning that the force of love and bestowal fills all of reality. And how can he detect it? According to equivalence of form. And he activates it in his group. There's nowhere else. That should be his only work, meaning all the energy he puts into the work is to come to that and nothing else. We don't need anything else besides that. And one should not be misled into having to acquire anything else. Rather, there's only one thing a person needs, meaning faith in the Creator. The feeling of the Creator. And he should not think of anything, meaning that the only reward that he wants for his work should be to be rewarded with faith in the Creator. To feel the Creator, but how can you feel him? According to what a person develops from within him, vessels of bestowal. Then he can detect him according to equivalence of form. He can detect the Creator as the bestower. And he continues with the explanation.
Again. Ask another question?
Yes.
Feeling of the Creator is that whatever happens to me doesn't matter where I relate it to the Creator?
No, the feeling of the Creator in a person is according to the vessel of bestowal a person develops inside of him. And then in that vessel of bestowal, a person feels the Creator. You can't feel the Creator before you have vessels of bestowal. That's why annulment in the group, bestowal to the friends, and in general to the world, is a necessary thing. It's the condition for approaching and even feeling the Creator.
Да, дорогой Рав, а вот чтобы прийти к ощущению Творца и к вере в Творца, нужно пройти вот эту стадию, когда...
In order to come to feel the Creator and have faith in the Creator, we have to pass through the stage where everything else becomes unimportant.
A person cannot hold on to several goals. One will always be more important than the other. So, if we are speaking about the greatness of the Creator between us, all the other forms of greatness, spiritual, corporeal, doesn't matter, accordingly drop in value.
Yeah.
That's how we're built. It can have several important things. One is more important than the other. And ultimately, we come to that there is none else besides him, the good who does good, including all of reality, all of the world. And so we have no problem to develop only feeling towards the Creator and to yearn only for him. Not only other things we take into consideration, only in order to sustain corporeality, because it's necessary until we reach the end.
Здравствуйте. Скажите, пожалуйста, вот тут описывается в статье о светении, которое свечение.
It says here in the article about the faith that in the illumination that increases as the vessels increase. Can you describe how it happens in thoughts? This process,
the importance of the friends by which I wish to come close to them. In coming close to them, I feel that we have to reach connection to such a degree that we won't feel any differences between us. The bodies are not taken into consideration, rather only the yearning of each and every one for the Creator. That's what we need to connect between us. We're not that different from one another. I'm not talking about our character, our nature, qualities that exist in each and every one, where we are certainly different, even opposite to one another. Rather, love covers all transgressions. The Creator created it on purpose, so we would be very different, and this difference will grow more and more, all the way to hate between us. And for us, we shouldn't think that we're on the wrong path. Rather, specifically, when the corporeal distance between us grows, and the hate and separation, and above it, we try to place our inclination for unity and for the Creator, then we can advance correctly. He who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. And we're all moving apart from one another, and above that, we try to hold on with our teeth to the connection between us. And then, in this tense state between the separation and the connection, we discover the spiritual partsuf that has a great coarseness, then above that there's a screen, and above that even connection and our inclination towards the Creator. And in that, the Creator is revealed. That's how we advance. See those things and try to activate them.
Good morning, Rav. What does it mean we cannot assess the true value of the connection between man and Creator? So, what to do about this? Adding to your explanation, what you just gave us.
We can't do it because it's concealed from us. Very simply, I can't measure my connection with the Creator. I measure it relative to the connection with the friends. But even that connection, I can't quite measure and evaluate properly. I'm simply constantly in a struggle to make it bigger and bigger. If I'm in an ascent, an increase of the forces of connection between us,
to each escape towards ourselves. So bit by bit, we will come to a state where we understand that spiritual work is truly only between us. It's only together. It's really like with children. And then they stop wanting to sit at home. They want to run to a playground, to some park, to be with others. And that becomes his interest. And on his own, start feeling boring. So that's a matter of the age. Until he's an infant, he plays on his own. And it's enough for him. He doesn't want to, maybe he can receive from others. But to give to others, that's a game, requires this reciprocity. And then only later on, 5, 6, and so on, he starts being involved in matters of give and take. And this is similar in spirituality. We go through the same process in a spiritual way, above our ego. So we have to try and develop ourselves as much as possible towards a spiritual connection between us, where we give and receive to and from each other, as the Kabbalists write, go and engage with each other. And by that, we will begin to bring our vessels together, my will to receive and my will to bestow somewhat will grow towards the friend, and the friend's desires will grow towards me, and then we start connecting to each other, and that's how we begin to qualify our vessels for the spiritual perception. You see, what's the difference between a society of say, humans and ants and animals? For ants, there's complete and total participation, integration by nature, in how they scout and build and carry and without any thinking, they just do. Nature rules them. For other animals, there's no connection between them. Sometimes when they live next to humans, they absorb impressions from humans, but it's rare. And with humans, we need each other. Nature positions us in a way that we need to exchange things with each other. This is called making a living off each other. And that's how we develop. So spiritual development is similar. We have to learn where it comes from, where we gradually, from within our nature, we also develop spiritually. Think. Look what he writes. It therefore follows that the essence of one's work is only to come to feel the existence of the Creator, meaning to feel the existence of the Creator, that the whole earth is full of His glory, and this will be one's entire work. So, mark this part as the main thing. And the feeling of the Creator is called faith. He says this. But only one thing a person needs, which is faith in the Creator. That's it. That you feel that the whole world meaning my vessels, because in my vessels I feel the world, so that all my vessels are calibrated in such a way, in such conditions, that the Creator is revealed in them. And this is called having faith. And according to how the Creator fulfills my vessels, right, the force of bestowal that fulfills my vessels, accordingly, I will be as the Creator in the shape of bestowal. I'm not bestowing yet, but I'll already have such vessels. Now, from having a force of bestowal, meaning the force of Binah, we will have to develop ourselves towards Chokhmah as well, which means receiving in order to bestow.
Buongiorno, caro Rav.
Hello, dear Rav.
Devo meritare la fede nel Borè, e questo mi spaventa, perché mi sembra.
It's written that a person has to be rewarded with the faith in the Creator, but it scares me because it looks like an insurmountable obstacle. What can I do to be rewarded with this?
You first need to nullify before the group, try to connect with them, and with them learn what we're learning. That's it. There's no question here. Everything is written. You're asking about what we're doing, basically. So, just to nullify everything you have against the connection, and then you already advance.
Bonjour, Rav.
Bonjour.
Sur quoi est bâtie notre perception de la grandeur du Créateur, c'est-à-dire notre référence de la grandeur du Créateur?
On what do we build our perception of the greatness of the Creator? What is it founded on?
If we connect between us in order to build a kli, so as to discover the Creator, we can reach a state where each one nullifies his individual ego and is willing to connect with the friends. And in connection with the friends, we design such a relationship that we call a relationship of bestowal. This is above our will to receive. And then, according to how we try to achieve this relationship of bestowal between us, we establish a condition that the Creator can be revealed in our relationship of bestowal, from love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. This is what this process is called. And then the Creator appears in us. To what extent? To the extent that each of us is willing to nullify before the friends. All in all, between us, we nullify towards the Creator, and accordingly, He can be clothed in us. He can appear in us. And that's how we come to contact with the Creator, connection with the Creator, that the Creator fulfills us according to the rule that the vessel must be similar to the light that fills it. We'll also cover it in our studies. What I'm happy about is that these days we felt some collective feeling of dissent, of disintegration, some fall, some powerlessness. It's very good. That's very good. For some people, it happened very harshly, and others barely felt it. So, some will be this way, some of the others will be that way, but all in all, there begins to be some common feeling between us, and that's very joyful, even though we need to accept these things very seriously and understand them. There's a lot of potential here to succeed and advance, and also to be afraid of, because these things could be difficult. We'll talk about it, we'll go through it. Okay. Kiev 2.
Да, спасибо. А вот в статье говорится, что
this article speaks of a feeling of heaviness that is seemingly unreal, but rather it's designed, designated so intentionally, so we begin to connect in the group. And the minute we begin to connect more strongly, this feeling grows stronger. How in the 10 can we summarize that the feeling of heaviness is not real?
I don't want to go into your own tens. You should really take all the energy and brains that you have and work if you want to advance. I could pass very harsh criticism on you. Based on your questions, I see that you're not even trying to discuss this all the more so to do it. So instead of just asking and talking about it, you think that by asking me, you're going to fix the situation. You're not correcting anything. You yourselves have to think hard about what to do in order to advance. And I am giving in our lessons advice for what to do, but I'm not going to correct you by that. So think about how you're going to realize.
Buenos días, Rob.
Good day, Rob.
Bueno, si bien es cierto que debemos amar al amigo, es cierto que necesitamos odiar nuestro deseo interno de recibir, o bien sea el mal, pero ¿cómo puedo odiar?
True that in order to love the friend, we should hate the will to receive instead of me. But how can I hate the will to receive? How can I hate something which brings me pleasure? How can I aim this hate towards the will to receive?
On the way of connecting with the friends, we go through all kinds of states where we feel how our will to receive is our enemy. And to that extent, we begin to emotionally separate ourselves from it. And even though it comes and goes, and each time it changes, but more and more, as I advance, I begin to identify that even though I'm drawn to the will to receive, and I want to follow what it tells me, but still, I also criticize it. I'm inspecting it, and I want to rise above it, to the point that I call it a hater, an enemy, like King Solomon would call it. Why? Because it truly hates the person. It doesn't want to lead me to the degree of eternity and wholeness. The opposite is true. It blocks from me all of the good spiritual life. And it brings me all kinds of temporary, transient little fulfillments that I'm busy with, like a little child squandering my life away and my opportunity to achieve a complete and eternal world. So the recognition of evil with regards to the will to receive, that it's really burying us, that's the work we need to discover and change ourselves. Questions.
Question from Brazil 4. How can we feel the existence of the Creator?
The existence of the Creator can be felt to the extent that we acquire a desire to bestow. Because the Creator is a desire to bestow, and we can feel it through our desire to bestow if we develop ourselves and discover a desire to bestow. And that's only if between us in our tens we develop such a relationship between us.
Question from Moscow 18. Baal Salam says that the question is, in what can a person grow his vessels? The answer, the extent he gives praise and gratitude to the Creator. Question, we learn that vessels are deficiencies, and gratitude comes from the filling of the vessels. So how, through gratitude, we can grow the deficiency?
Where even a little fulfillment I get from the Creator, or even not a fulfillment, even somewhat of a revelation, when I receive from the Creator. This revelation, or call it fulfillment maybe, if I'm thankful for it, if I appreciate it, the relation of the Creator to me in a personal way, by that I can develop my kli to a very great kli and a kli of bestowal. Next.
From
Moscow. Are praise and gratitude vessels of bestowal?
Praise and gratitude, of course.
From Petach Tikva. Typically, in the 10, some of the friends are in an ascent. Some feel heaviness. Then the part that's ascending can awaken and lift the others. In states of the general heaviness and fogginess of the group, how can we help one another rise from the heaviness?
We have to work together and use vessels that are in descent as opposed to together with the forces that are in ascent. It's like a piston, it's like in an engine, or like a wheel that's turning. So a part of it goes up, while a part of it goes down. And by these two motions together, there's progress. There's no other shape in the world where everything goes up or everything goes down. These are very rare instances. We'll learn later, and it happens by additional systems. But typically, in a group, there's a part that goes up and a part that goes down. If they all connect collectively, then they benefit twofold.
From the U.S., it speaks about a small and a great illumination. Should it interest us? What illumination are we working with?
Main thing for us is to come to the smallest illumination from the Creator and hold on to it and
Rav, what does a descent feel like to a Kabbalist?
A descent feels like there is no spirit, no mood. If a person is more developed, a descent is felt in not wanting to be connecting so much to the friends and staying away from them. In an even higher state, it is in a person who is aware that he is disconnected from the Creator. Then accordingly, it awakens him to take all kinds of actions, and even more, if he's even more developed, then himself in the group and himself with the Creator, he sees that he is totally not in the right direction, and if it's even more than that, he feels totally disconnected, and he is completely out of any connection with the spiritual process. And then, only after some time, the Creator begins to awaken him from this disconnection. This is why we have to arrange our relationships with the group, with the friends, with dissemination, with the learning, with anything you can, in such a way that it keeps you in any way from spiritual manners to...
Rav, a lot of times
It turns out that I'm contemplating when we get a certain illumination, so we're inspired and excited, but we learn that we have to restrict illumination. So what does it mean to give praise, but also restrict that feeling?
No, by illumination here, we mean that we have an awakening toward the Creator, toward wanting to be like Him, advancing toward Him, getting closer to Him. This is the illumination. This is what we need to be thankful for and be happy with and use this illumination.
And we don't need to, I don't know if restriction, but some kind of like protection, that we won't just run because we got an illumination from above?
No, because it's an illumination that gives us the possibility to rise in order to bestow. The possibility to work in order.
Hello, Rav. Hello, Worldly. Rav, we see, you know, this heaviness, you know, and what is it that the group can do in order to massage, to process this and recognize this as an opportunity for connection and not stay, you know, in the disconnection or in the darkness that can take us so many different places?
When the group feels itself in a descent, in a fall, powerless and helpless, it should try to awaken itself as Rabash would do. He would go into a room, lock himself in there, and start dancing. I saw him doing this. His face looked like a statue, like a stone. It was hard to look at. There was no spirit of life in there, no feeling. And yet, he would yell out, ah, and his face, like this. But after a few minutes, 5, 10 minutes, never mind how long, he would recover. He would wake up, of course, within himself. He demanded of himself and asked the Creator to help him out of it. But this is the real work. When a person tries with all his might, from the simplest corporeality of just jumping and singing some simple melody, and he presses on it and asks the Creator and demands of himself for his situation to change so that he will start being moved from the spiritual state and get closer to the Creator. He demanded it in this way. And along with the movements and everything, it went away very quickly. Very quickly went away. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you will feel that you have changed. Connect to the friends immediately. Do all kinds of things. Listen to one of our songs, which you normally like, and that's how you come out of it. You have to use the states of descent in order to specifically from them rise. This is called I awaken the dawn, and the dawn does not awaken me. Okay.
Rav, how do you feel a state of advancement in the work? What changes?
What changes is my relation to the friends. I begin to feel in them the necessary condition for connection in order to come to connection with the Creator. Tel Aviv 4.
Good morning, Rav. Thank you. If the Creator is filled with all the land, so it means that the descents and the heaviness comes from Him too, right?
Yes.
So if we ascribe it to the Creator, that's called that we increase our vessels?
Well, let's say we're increasing our vessels. We are adding the descent to the ascent.
So how do you do it in practice? How do you reach a descent in heaviness and ascribe it to the Creator?
That there's none else besides Him. Is there anyone else managing my life?
But in a state of heaviness, you don't feel it.
No. אז יש חברים ואני בעצמי.
Well, so there are friends, and I myself have to remind myself in some way.
ישנם מצבים כאלו שהבורא ממש.
There are such states when the Creator disconnects a person from everything, but He still leaves him with something. So a person still feels that he is in a descent. He feels that he is disconnected.
ואז מתוך זה הוא צריך ל.
And then. He needs to recover from this. That's the main thing, this point of gripping. That a person doesn't leave, but continues.
Rav, he leaves that little point here. That he waits for me to want, but I don't want. I want to drink, I want to eat, and so on. There's no desire, so what should we do at such a state?
There are many articles about this, that we need to build such an environment that will impel us to change. You have no choice. If you don't build the environment, then you're lost. You won't be able to recover.
Yeah, just the environment helps, but this process takes a long time, and still at the end of it, he awakens that small point through the environment. How do I do it myself?
Start disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah. Start giving lessons. Start writing for others. Connect yourself, tie yourself to other people through your inner work as much as you can. Asia.
Morning, Rafter. Questions is, in the tent as the threshold of the Creator, do I expect my love for the Creator to rest friends? Then, do I need to think about the friends or Creator or both? Thank you, Rafter.
Through the friends, I develop the vessel for the Creator. This is how it works. I can't jump to the Creator. I don't have the vessels. I have nothing with which to grip Him, to hold on to Him. I first come to the friends, and with them, through the connection that I make between us, emotional connections, with them, I then come to the Creator. Try to make this thing felt palpable. I connect to the friends, and the forms of connection between me and the friends, I continue with a subtler resolution, with a wider range. With them, I continue to the Creator. This is called from the love of people to the love of the Creator.
No, לא יודע מה לעשות.
I don't know what to do. PT 31. איך ירידה בחשיבות?
How does a descent in importance in a friend that the other friends don't pay attention to, how does it affect the whole ten?
It affects them because they have no respect for the friend. Baltia 1.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Ну вот вы приводили пример Рабаша, который
Лоав, you gave the example of the Rabash that would force himself to change states, but he had a high degree, and we have a completely different degree until the Creator doesn't squeeze me through all those states. So the state doesn't change. I can change my attitude maybe, but he changes the state.
Ask the friends by what you can influence one another, because not everyone is in a descent. Some are in a descent, some are in an ascent, some are in between. If you're all connected among yourselves, you have to try to constantly be in mutual influence. This is why besides the morning lesson, we gather twice a day, each day, and each one has maybe some other works in dissemination and, or in between the lessons, something that has to do with the lessons. So we're in constant mutual influence. And by this, we... And our own flaw.
From France. What's the correct order? I annul myself and then I feel the illumination, or first I feel the illumination that can help me annul myself?
I have to awaken myself as much as I can and awaken myself deliberately in order to awaken the illumination from above. Of course, if I begin to awaken myself, then the Creator will come first and awaken me. He came first already and awakened me. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about from the moment I feel that I can begin to bestow. Go on.
From Women PT 22, you stated that there's a feeling of heaviness in the Kli. If I didn't feel myself in heaviness, but like a spring, I was only concerned of serving the Ten yesterday, should I be worried that I'm not connected to the general group?
I don't know. If I awaken the group, even just my own group, it's good. I don't need to demand much more than that. Perhaps I could be connected to the general Kli, general vessel. Maybe I can disseminate, but basically, if I'm connected to my vessel and I'm working to keep this vessel constantly growing and getting stronger, that's enough.
So
what is he saying here? Here too, it is considered that the last phase of coarseness, I'm reading item 74, the coarseness of phase 2 that was in the screen of Sag was completely eliminated, leaving only the record of clothing. Clothing of two, remained of it. Thus, nothing was left of the coarseness but phase 1. Right? That's it. So, when the screen returns to the Pe of the Rosh of Sag, it comes back as 2 and 1. Hence, the screen received two kinds of coupling in the Rosh of Sag. From the incorporation of phase 1 of coarseness in phase 2 of clothing, one is incorporated in 2, and 2 is incorporated in 1. So, because 1 is incorporated in 2, called the incorporation of the record of the female in the record of the male, elicited a level of nearly the degree of Bina, almost Bina. It is called Vak of Bina. Because, how should I put it? I work with coarseness number 1, first level of coarseness, but Bina is actually coarseness number 2. So, although I want to come to Bina, I don't have sufficient strength for it. So, what I do is I receive nearly the degree of Bina. It's called Vak of Bina. This is what I have, a small part of Bina. And this level is called the Sfira Keter of Nekudim. So what we have here is when the lights expand here, it is called dividing them into having Keter of Nekudim, the first degree.
Кетер да никудим.
Да, дорогой Раф, я что-то не очень понимаю, почему
система... Yeah, dear Raf, I don't really understand why the system continues to make couplings after the second restriction. It restricted already, doesn't receive anything, so why do the couplings continue there?
The fact that it can't receive in order to bestow doesn't annul its ability to bestow in order to bestow. I can help everybody by supporting, by helping, but not by me working with my will to receive, and in my will to receive, I receive, and by that I'm bestowing. Let's say it's like a person who doesn't have any forces, or somebody small, or an old person, in somewhat he can help, but not with true forces that he really doesn't. Those are the forces of Bina. Bina doesn't have a desire to receive in order to work with it, in order to bestow. There are no forces. But on the other hand, it's called free. She's called free because she doesn't have the will to receive. She can be anywhere. She can participate anywhere as much as she can work in order to bestow. That's called bestowing in order to bestow. So she can help the others, support in others, but not that in practice she actually implements real actions. Only in the connection, Bina with Malchut, or Bina with Chokhmah, then there she can cause an implementation, corrections. But herself, she doesn't need anything. Keep going.
76. Know that by Malchut's ascent to Bina, these two degrees of Nekudim split into two halves upon their emergence, called anterior Panim and posterior Hohaim. This is so because since the coupling was made in the ethnic Venaim, there are only two and a half Sfirot at the Rosh. Galgalta and Einaim, eyes, and Nikve Einaim, that is Keter Chokhmah and the upper half of Bina. These are called anterior vessels. The vessels of Chap, which are the lower half of Bina, Zeranpin and Nukva, emerged from the ten Sfirot of the Rosh and were considered the degree below the Rosh. Hence, the vessels of the Rosh which departed from the Rosh are considered posterior vessels. Each degree was split in this manner.
Meaning, since we don't have the forces to work with the vessels of Zat of Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut, with the vessels of reception, can only work with the vessels of bestowal. That's why on all degrees that are below the second restriction, we only work with the vessels of Keter Chokhmah and Gar of Bina, and Zat of Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut, we can't work with them. That's why all the degrees that come out, we call them vak, meaning half of a degree.
Allah.
Next.
78. This issue of the division of the degrees into two halves made the degrees of Nikudim unable to have more than Nefesh Ruach, meaning Vak without Gah. This is so because each degree lacks the three vessels, Bina and Zon, hence the lights of Gah are absent there, being the Shema Chaya Yechida. Thus we have thoroughly explained the ten sfirot of Katnut of Nikudim, which are the three degrees called Keter, Abba Ve'ima, and Zat. Each degree has only Keter Chokhmah in vessels and Nefesh Ruach in lights, since the Bina and Zon of each degree fell to the degree below it.
Meaning, we see that we have this. The degree is divided into half. This is the Galgalta and the Naim. This is the Achab. And upon it we get the second degree, which this is its Galgalta and the Naim. And this is its Achab. What does it point to? That I can use only the vessels of bestowal. Only these vessels are usable. Only these. And in the vessels of reception, I'm not allowed to use them. I don't have the forces. I don't have the screen. There's nothing I can do. That's why it's written that all of our work is to, in the second restriction, divide or discern correctly between the vessels we can use and the vessels we cannot use. The vessels of Keter Chochma Bina, well, also Chesed Gvurah Tiferet. If we're already speaking about the whole goof, we can use it. But Zeranpin and Malchut, we can't use. That's the thing. Close to understanding. I can't, in these lessons, give a broad explanation to everything that takes place here. It's very deep things, and there's a lot of details. If you ask, so here and there we can touch it. And my work is to organize you how to reveal the Creator. And these things are bringing us closer to spiritual actions. But when we get there, it all depends on as much as you get close to one another and the Creator. Okay? Okay.
Вот это разделение парцуфа, которое сейчас вы нарисовали.
This division of the parzuf, which you just drew, how is it different from what was before, when the parsa was divided into a giving part and a receiving part?
The same second restriction, just here there's the records of clothing and records of coarseness. There's two roshs in every goof. That's why here we have three parts. Keter and Abba Ve'ima. That's it. Also before, in the first restriction, we also had the rosh of clothing and the rosh of coarseness and a goof. There were always those things. So, There's nothing new here except for the addition of the vessels, that they limit the participation of the light in them. That's why there's more details here. There was more of the force of the Masach. That's why the will to receive could work with the light together in a close way, that the will to receive would reveal itself as if it's working beside the light. And here there are no forces in the will to receive. Only in part of the vessels there's an ability to be above their egoistic desire, above the will to receive. And then by this they equalize to the light. That's called Golgata and Anayim. The pure and weaker vessels. The second restriction slices all the vessels into two. Those who can be in order to bestow, they see that they can't. Those who can bestow in order to bestow do ascribe themselves to the light, to the Creator, and those who don't, so they're restricted. So there's a problem here. The weak vessels, after the second restriction, that only a certain part of the vessel, which is the Galgalta and Anayim, and somewhat can resemble the light. That's it.
Rab, no entendí cómo las...
I don't understand how the Ahab of the Upper One is in the same place with the Galgalta Anayim of the Lower One.
Very nice question. They aren't in the same place. They are one in the other. Meaning, the face of the Lower One, the anterior, the face of the Lower One, it's called Galgalta and Enayim. They are in the same place as the Achap of the Upper One. Yeah? That's how it is. One in the other. How can that be? Because they have the same place, the same desire, that one is in the other. But there's a difference in the Reshimot. That's why they are one in the other. We'll talk about it. It's nice that you said.
You said before that there are vessels that can be used and vessels that can't be used. So I understand you mean above the parsa we can use them?
The vessels above the parsa we can use.
And the vessels we can't use are below the parsa?
It's not only below the parsa. Below the parsa, there are a lot of vessels that can be rewarded of the illumination of chasadim and all kinds of lights. But actually, for now, we learn that we have to raise vessels above the parsa, and there above the parsa, we can fill them with lights.
I have a question. Is Bina a vessel?
Yes.
Because we learn that it can penetrate below the parsa, right?
Yes.
So this we can use below the parsa? So what is going on here?
If you will have desire to bestow below the parsa, so you can use it.
Can you explain this point? It's very important to me.
There's nothing to explain. Bina is called a free land, a free desire that can be anywhere. Wherever it is, in that desire, you can use it. She doesn't want anything for herself, ever. If you're speaking about Bina.
Yeah.
That's it. So that's why you can use it.
So basically, that's our work to bring Bina below the Parsa?
No, we need to raise above the Parsa, or the vessels of reception, to be incorporated in the vessels of Bina, that Bina is actually vessels of bestowal above Parsa, and there, when we are included in these vessels, so to that extent, we can awaken the light of Chokhmah on us, and then the illumination of Chokhmah will shine on us and expand in the light.